Now we're recording.
Yay.
Okay, so the first lesson is going to be lesson one, Surat Al-Alaq. Surat what?
Alaq.
Al-Alaq. Surat Al-Alaq. Ayat 1, 2, 5. Ayat 1, 2, 5. Go ahead. Yes.
Do we need ours too?
Some guy, some dude, he came to class and he said we're going to be learning
Well, I am.
This, and this, or something.
Well, I am the teacher now, so.
By the
yes.
way, this is a different class than you had last week.
Yes.
Yeah. What?
So, guys, just forget about last week. Just stick with me here, okay? I want everybody to bring to the class a binder like this.
Oh my
can
God,
it be the
binders.
Same as Arabic?
Huh?
Can it be the same as Arabic?
Yes, you can have
the
same
binders.
As Arabic binder. But you have a partition in between.
A binder.
You will be graded, part of your grading would be how neat the binder is. I want to see a very neat binder. And I'm going to always show an example of the best binder. So I'm going to look at the binders and give you the example of the best binder. So we're going to get ayat from 1 to 5. Your homework is?
5 to 10.
Your homework is, number 1, you memorize from ayat 1, 2, ayah 5.
Done.
In Arabic.
It's done.
Wait, Surah Al-Alaq.
Min Surat Al-Alaq.
What's the second part and the third part and the fourth?
What surahs are you?
And then 2. Two is going to be explanation, so it's going to be in English.
Oh,
okay?
Now I have
give 3 examples. Okay? To show the difference of reading life in the name of Allah.
What
does that mean?
Reading life. Oh, yeah, okay.
We're going to explain that. And reading life without the name,
Allah.
The names of Allah. Okay? This part we're going to talk about and explain. Okay? So now, I am going to do the recitation together, okay? And you're going to repeat after me, and then we're going to explain how to read life using the names of Allah. Iqra means?
Read.
Read means? Iqra. Iqra means?
Read.
Read means? Iqra. Bismi, ba means using. Iqra means read, ba means using. Ismi means
name.
Of names.
Rabbika is your. Rabb is Lord. Rabbika ka is your Lord. Rabb is Lord. Rabbika ka is your Lord. Alladhi, who. Alladhi is who. Khalaq, created. Khalaq, created. So you can translate that as use the names of your Lord to read your surroundings, to read life, to understand life. Okay? So to explain and understand life, you use the names of your Lord. So I'm going to say it in Arabic, and then we are going to learn the meanings. Do you have to? Yes. Okay, so repeat after me. Iqra.
Iqra.
Bismi.
Bismi.
Rabbika.
Rabbika.
Alladhi.
Alladhi.
Khalaqo.
Khalaqo.
Iqra. Bismi Rabbika.
Iqra. Bismi Rabbika.
Alladhi khalaqo.
Alladhi khalaqo.
Khalaqa al-insana.
Khalaqa al-insana.
Min alaqo.
Min alaqo.
Iqra wa rabbuka.
Iqra wa rabbuka.
Al-akram.
Al-akram.
Alladhi allama.
Alladhi allama.
Bil-qalam.
Bil-qalam.
Allama al-insana.
Allama al-insana.
Ma lam ya'lam.
Ma lam ya'lam.
Okay. Now, the second part of the homework, the third part of the homework is draw.
Oh my God. Don't.
Draw on pictures.
Of cheese.
The ayat.
In different print.
1 to 5. So, iqra, the word iqra, you bring, you just go to like pictures.google.whatever and bring a picture of somebody who is reading. Bismi Rabbika, you bring what Bismi Rabbika? You bring glasses, and these glasses are saying, read using these glasses, which are the names of Allah. Okay? So, Alladhi khalaq, the one who made, the maker, you bring a baby that is being born, for example. Okay? So, this is ayah 1. So, you do need to do the surah with pictures. And I need everybody to, don't do the same for everybody. I need everybody to do it using his own understanding and imagination after we do this, after we do the explanation of the meanings. All right. So now what does it mean to read life in the name of Allah? And the name given here is Al-Khaliq. Alladhi khalaq. Alladhi khalaq. Let's make Alladhi khalaq to be glasses, like that. These are my glasses.
Whoa.
These are my glasses.
They're way too far apart.
These are my glasses. And my glasses are showing.
Oh my God.
Okay. These are glasses showing Alladhi khalaq. Alladhi khalaq. Which you can say, make it easy, the maker. The maker. Huh? I'm going to tell you.
He made glasses.
The maker. No.
You're using it to read.
Okay. Yes. 2. So, this will answer, this name will answer a question. This name will answer the question. Which is, who brought the universe to existence. Who brought the universe to existence? So, if you're wearing these glasses, the glasses of read in the name of your Lord, then your answer will be, huh? If I ask you, who made this universe? If you're wearing, can I borrow your glasses?
Oh my God.
Just for a second.
Here.
I'll bring next time of mine.
Well, that's weird.
Look here. If you wear the glasses, اقرأ. If you wear these glasses, then what happens? You look through these glasses, and then you would say, Allah. You will see that Al-Khaliq is Allah.
Yeah,
so how do you answer this question when you wear the glasses of Iqra? When you wear the glasses of Iqra, your answer will be Allah. If you don't wear the glasses of Iqra, your answer will be something else. Your answer will be Mother Nature. Or something else. Or evolution. Right?
Big Bang.
Big Bang.
Big Bang.
So here, how are you reading life? You read life as the product of Allah. You read life as the what? Product of Allah. So, if you are wearing
the glasses,
spectacles, contact lenses,
the glasses of Iqra, you will say, you will answer that, you will answer that Allah is the one who did. Allah is the one who did. So that would be your answer. But if you are not wearing yes, of course, wearing the glasses of Iqra, then your answer may be different.
Be quiet. When you become a babe.
Your answer may be different. So it is understanding life using the names of Allah. Explaining life using what? Name of Allah. So the names of Allah will explain life. You need to relate everything in life to one of the names of Allah. Yes?
Today is September
17th.
16th.
No, 16th. 2 days.
I have 6
colors. You got it? So, the people who are not wearing the glasses of Iqra will give a different answer. May give a different answer. Some of them may say God. Others may say evolution. Mother Nature. Some kind of a higher power.
Zeus.
Zeus.
Oh my God.
Zeus.
Does anyone
Zeus
say
like,
that?
Oh
you know?
My God.
They will give you a different answer than the answer, the true answer. Why? Because the truth is the names. The truth are the names of Allah. The names of Allah are the truth. The truth are the names of Allah. No. Nothing else is more true than the names of Allah. So what is more true than the names of Allah?
Nothing else.
Nothing else. One of the names of Allah is the most truth. Is the most what? Truth. So the truth, which is Allah, will explain to you the truth about life. So what is the truth about existence? Existence came because of Allah. So do you see that? This is why Allah told him, read life using the names of Allah. And here is the eraser. Did you manage to bring the eraser?
Yes.
Okay. And the first name is? The first name is what? Huh? Iqra. So the first name is what?
Iqra.
I'm sorry. Is Alladhi Khalaq. Alladhi what?
Alladhi Khalaq.
All right.
The maker.
Okay, the maker. Now, you tell me, what does it mean? Why do I say that the names of Allah will explain everything in life? Can you tell me what is the logic behind that? You guys have common sense, right? Why is it common sense, or why does it make sense that the names of Allah will explain everything in life? Huh?
Because
why does it make sense? Why do you think it makes sense? It makes perfect sense. Why? I'm saying it makes perfect sense. What is my argument? Can you tell what is my argument? I'll give you a hint. A dumb engineer will produce a good car, will design a good car or a bad car?
Terrible car.
Terrible
car. A good smart engineer will produce what?
An epic car.
Yes, a good car. All right? So, by looking at the product, you can tell about the maker. By looking at the product, you can tell about the what?
The maker.
So, when you see a good car, you say, wow, it's a good engineer. Did you see the engineer?
No.
Do you know anything about the engineer? No. Who designed the Mercedes? Do you know any names?
No.
Some guy named Mercedes?
No. That's not true. So, but you don't know it. But you can tell that, yeah, the Mercedes is a good car. So the designer was smart engineer. You got it? You understand?
Yes, sir.
Do you have to say, to see Allah, the maker, to tell that he's a good maker?
No.
Why not? Because just look at the product. Look at the what? Product. What is the product of Allah? This life, existence, is the product of who?
This
Allah.
Life.
So, now, giving you that, tell me what is my logic? What is my argument when I say that the names of Allah will explain everything in life? It's because, huh?
Because, you know, like, if you look at something and you realize it's like there is a good product,
perfect! Because life is the product of who?
Allah.
So, his nature will explain life. Got it? So, the question is...
Walaykum salam.
I'm gonna hold her.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Yay.
But you have heard not by don't talk in class. Yeah. If you talk, then I'm going to get one of you, get you out of the class.
He's gonna get you out of the class.
Or if you keep her busy. I have an iPhone, which is enough. Yes.
Should I buy a notebook to write?
No. Binder, guys.
Fill a binder.
Binder, like this.
And so I'll just take my notes and stuff on binder paper and put it inside?
Yes. Because it's an open book exam at the end, so you will have your binder to study, to answer from, yes.
So does it have to be a thin binder like yours, or could it...
It doesn't matter. Any kind of binder is fine. Now, just keep in mind something. Keep in mind that you need to take your own notes and stick it in the binder along with the things that will be you will get from the website. You got it? All right. So, okay. The reason, well, let's put it as a Q. Question. What is the logic? What is the argument? Or what is your argument? And saying that the names of Allah will explain everything in existence. Now and in the day of judgment. What is your argument? The names of Allah will explain everything to you. The argument is, the names of Allah describes the nature of Allah. The answer is, can you give me some markers? This one is already, I ran out of it. The answer is, names of Allah describe the nature of Allah.
Oh, there's an S before the T in existence.
Existence. The names of Allah describe the nature of Allah. Existence is the product of Allah.
Is there TA in here?
Yes.
No. Or are there any TAs that are TAs in any other period? If you are a TA in any period, can you step outside for just about like 5 minutes and then you can go back in? I need to get their contact information.
Right. Sarah.
It's very vital. Very, very
important. Right. No problem.
Yes.
So, names of Allah describe the nature of Allah. Existence is the product of Allah. Okay? The nature of the Maker will be obvious in his products. Okay, do you see that? 3 points. The names of Allah describe the nature of Allah. Existence is the product of Allah. The nature of the Maker will be obvious in his products. So we can use the names of the Maker. Therefore, we can use
the marker.
Thank you. The names of the Maker to explain his products. You got the logic? Do you see how it works? So, someone who does not use the names of the Maker will say life is a product of evolution. Right? So, he will say, So you can say, okay, existence, using Iqra, glasses, you say, made by Allah. Which is what? It's only one answer. One specific answer. This is one answer only. Notice that this is one answer only. But if you're not using Iqra, glasses, so what happens?
You get multiple answers.
You get more than one answer. You get many answers. Okay, then you say, higher power. You say, Mother Nature. You say, evolution. Evolutions, and or you say, what else? Any other suggestions?
Zeus.
How do you spell Zeus?
Z-U-S.
Okay, well, that's very ancient concept. No one uses it anymore. But multiple gods.
You spelled it wrong.
Z-E-U-S. That's a good example.
But that's from that's ancient Greek.
Yes, but the point here is obvious, that when you don't wear the glasses of Iqra, you're confused. You get confused. You don't have one answer. You get confused answers. This is what I'm trying to say. It is that you get confused answers. You don't get one specific answer. No. You get confused answers. Okay? So you understand now the meaning of read? So if a non-Muslim comes to you and say, hey guys, you guys are Muslims? Yeah, we're Muslims. I read something on Google, that says that you guys, your first verse in Quran says, read in the name of your Lord. Read in the names of your Lord, the Maker. Okay. What do you mean, read? You guys are confusing me. You said, Muhammad doesn't know how to read. Huh? So how could this angel, smart angel, tell him, read? Didn't he know that he doesn't know how to read?
He taught him how to read.
No, he didn't. Didn't he know that Muhammad doesn't know how to spell his name?
What?
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He wouldn't be able to spell his name. Say, spell your name, he wouldn't say, meem ha, meem dad. He doesn't. It's an honor for him. For everybody else, it's a shame. Except for Prophet Muhammad, it's an honor. Why? No, because his knowledge is not coming by reading. His knowledge is not coming from reading. His knowledge came from Allah. All right.
It's lunchtime.
Lunchtime is 12, right?
No.
11, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I go to 11. So, basically, I lost my thought. Basically, what we were talking about?
You're talking about how Muhammad.
So yes, yes.
Knowledge from Allah.
Okay. Muhammad.
Sallallahu alayhi wa
sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
SWT.
Didn't know how to read. Because what?
Because no one taught him.
Because
Allah. He gets knowledge from Allah.
He gets heavenly education.
He was taught. By Allah. Not by reading. Reading. Books.
That'd be awesome if we were
okay? So nobody will say, come and say, Muhammad, he got it because he read a lot of books. He graduated from Oxford University and then he practiced publishing. He wrote the first article in San Jose News. The article was bad. So then, he improved. The second article was a nice improvement. Third article was okay, decent. Then he went into publishing books. His first book was Socks. But his second book was much better. His third book was really okay, decent. His fourth book was okay, good. His fifth book was amazing. His sixth book was the Quran. He got a lot of practicing. And he graduated from a good school. Can anybody say that?
No.
Would it make sense that the Quran is authored by a person okay, who had no training at all? Who didn't know how to spell his name? No. Did he get any training? No. It was like the first product right there. He was able to, it's like you get the home run without knowing how to play the game.
Oh my God.
Yeah, just like being able to achieve a big success without knowing how to play the game. All right.
Home run.
Okay. Earthly knowledge.
You have to read in earthly knowledge.
It's gained by reading.
Knew it. Heavenly.
Yes, heavenly knowledge.
Is like gained by.
Heavenly knowledge.
Doesn't require reading.
Is inspired without reading. Okay?
Period.
So we have three things here to keep in mind. So obviously, you tell that non-Muslim, say, obviously, God, you tell them, well, okay, God wants us to read life and understand life using the names of Allah. He says, what does this mean? He says, okay, so we explain existence by saying existence is because Allah is that maker. Al-Khaliq.
Creator.
We exist because of Al-Khaliq. Alright? So, comes somebody else and says, where did we humans come from? You say, from Adam and Eve. So where did we come from?
Adam and Eve.
But, if you don't wear the glasses of Iqra, then you will say, we came from?
Monkeys.
Monkeys.
Lower species.
Hominids.
We learned about this.
Yeah, duh.
Astrolophithecus.
Homo erectus, Homo sapiens, Homo gentium.
So, yes. So, just last thing. When we say that we came from lower species, it is a racism. You know why? Because we'll say that some of us came from lower species and they're less developed. Like I would say I am a person who's developed, highly developed from monkeys. So, yes. So I am very far away from monkeys.
That's not the way it works. Because there was a species that split off into two groups, the Homo neanderthalensis and the Homo sapiens sapiens, and then we came from only the Homo sapiens sapiens, where all races are equally developed.
Okay, but some people disagree with that. Some people say the African Americans, for example, or the black people,
they're
closer to monkeys.
That's
less developed.
That's really...
Okay, so that's still close to monkeys. It's not like the other kind of people. Some people say that, especially Darwin, that's how people understood Darwin's theory, that we have lower grade, lower class, subhumans that are less developed, and then we can kill them.
Different species in England, there's different species in Africa.
For example.
But that's not the only thing that
we're all the same in different
species. Yes, I'm sorry, same
Speak
species
quiet,
but less developed.
Man.
And there are people who say what you say is true. Some people are saying that. But others disagree with them and say no.
If it was less evolved, how would it be the same species?
It can be possible.
It's less developed, meaning
it's
that this one like developed three generations and this one developed five generations. Quicker.
Like,
they develop quicker. Because they are smarter.
There's a species of frog, right? But one lives in South America, the other lives in Asia. So in South America, the climate is different from Asia. So they're more developed in their thing. And those are more developed for Asia.
So then they're
and
like,
English,
developed.
People think that.
So one is not more developed than the other.
Well, tell that to the people who believe that. I know what you're saying. We all do. But they don't believe that.
Yes, because we say we're not developed. We came from Adam and Eve. And Adam and Eve were, Adam is a prophet of Allah. He had a lot of knowledge. He knew,
first one.
He knew how to cook, how to teach, how, he knew everything. He knew all names.
Well, really?
Yeah. When he was first created by Allah, Allah breathed into him. He sneezed. Achoo! Guess what he said after he sneezed?
Alhamdulillah.
Who taught him that? He just was just created. Allah taught him everything. So, go ahead. Yes. Everybody's dismissed.
Yeah.
But what you said is very smart. I'm sorry. Tanya, right? Tanya. This discussion is very smart. I like the question. It tells me that you're a weak thinker.
Okay, now stop being a monkey. You're into a developed
monkey. Yeah, I'm a developed monkey.
Why are you asking me?
I'm a biped.
Yeah.